We're back from vacation, and this time we're talking advanced electronic motion trainers. We have a mini review of something called a body bug that many have wrote in about. So we're going to take a look at it and talk in general about this whole category of fitness devices. Also, should you eat a diet made up of 50% fat? How about if it's healthy fat? We'll take a look at that. Also, how do you deal with fear of being hungry? We'll tackle these questions and much, much more here on episode number 72 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fat to Fit Radio. Here now, not on vacation. We're back live in the studio. And Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It seems like a long time since we've recorded a show. In reality, it's really been 6 weeks since we sat down and started a show. So it's been 6 weeks since we've heard about your weigh-in. How did you do over the last 6 weeks?
6 weeks. That is a long time. And see, the last time we spoke, I was getting ready for my 20-year high school reunion. And I hadn't quite made my goal. I had a goal of 225 pounds. Didn't make that, but I was within the range that I was in high school. I was at 236 and a half pounds. And today, I weighed in this morning, I'm 237 pounds. So during the last 6 weeks, I really was not worried about losing weight. I was just in maintenance mode. And, you know, I went to my reunion and it was just great. I haven't been worrying about losing weight, just kind of maintaining, having a good time, went on vacation. And so I am extremely happy about that.
Well, I think it is good that you haven't gained weight. I think that's the most important thing when you're losing weight and you take some time off like this. As long as you're not sliding back, maintaining weight is a pretty good thing. How are you doing after your high school reunion? I know this was a big goal. What's happening now that this goal is over? Have you reset? Now you have some new goals?
Well, yes. I say, since the reunion, I have had zero motivation really to go forward. I mean, I wanted to maintain my weight, and I did that. But, you know, that next goal, I mean, it's, you know, I haven't had a specific thing that I need to do. You know, I'm not going to be in a beefcake calendar. I'm not going to be, whatever it is. I don't have anything specific that I'm trying to lose weight for, other than now just for the rest of my life, you know, getting to my goal, what I want to maintain for the rest of my life. And that's obviously a great goal, but there's nothing specific. And so I need to come up with that. I'm thinking about that in the next couple of weeks. We'll probably talk about that and see what that next goal is going to be. But seriously, since that reunion, I haven't had any motivation to, really just hunker down and do some serious weight loss.
Well, you've been at this for 2 years since we've been doing the show. I understand you get a little bit of fatigue from just losing weight week after week and counting calories. But we really need to come up with some short-term goals and some medium-term goals that really are going to light a fire under you again and get you losing some weight again. Because this beefcake calendar, this just might be coming out this year, Russ, with you in it. You never know.
You know, though, you mentioned that, you know, not counting calories. But even though I wasn't losing weight, the act of maintaining weight is also counting calories. It's knowing how many calories that I can eat and not gain weight. And that is some powerful information that I know that I'm not going to gain weight if I eat the right amount of calories, and I know what that level is, and so it's no stress at all, which is just an amazing feeling.
And really the difference, if you hit 200 pounds, you lose 37 pounds, you get down to 200 pounds, that's really not a whole lot of calorie difference per day to maintain that weight. A couple hundred calories, it's really nothing.
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised. You know, I was the calorie level I was using to lose and the calorie level to maintain, and you're talking about 450 calories approximately per day. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, it is a full meal, but you just take off a little bit from each meal and you don't even notice it. It's amazing. All right. But meanwhile, here in the States, I was maintaining my weight. You were traveling around the world. What was going on with you on vacation?
Well, I was gone for a little more than a month. I went to the United States for a week, and then I spent 3 weeks in Peru, traveling all around Peru. But one thing about my time in Peru, I had a real revelation during the trip. Part of my trip was going to a place called Machu Picchu, which is a famous Inca ruin. You see, when the Spanish conquered Peru in the 1520s, this mountaintop city was abandoned, but it was never discovered by the Spanish because it was so high up in the mountains. I did a 4-day Inca trail hike where you hike on this 700-year-old trail that takes you over 3 mountain passes and ends up at the city of Machu Picchu. And this is at really high elevation. The passes were actually in the 14,000-foot range. So all of a sudden, my fitness level dropped 30 to 35%, I'd say, because of the lack of oxygen. And in my pack, I had about 12 pounds of water and gear, which really isn't anything because I saw a lot of people carrying 40 to 50 pounds, you know, just on their bodies of excess body fat. So this extra 12 pounds wasn't really much for me. What really hit me was on the second day. Within about 2 hours, we came down a few thousand feet from Mountain Pass to where we were camping. And when I took off my pack, I went from feeling out of shape and overweight to feeling just super light and strong and healthy. There was more oxygen, so I was feeling a lot better and breathing easier. And when I took off my pack, it just was amazing difference. People think that if you have an extra 10 or 12 pounds on you and you have poor cardiovascular fitness, it's no big deal. But if you can switch between those two almost instantly, it's really amazing. When people gain weight, it comes on so slowly that they never really notice the difference in how you feel. I was just so pumped up when I took off that extra 10 or 12 pounds after carrying it for 8 or 9 hours and being in high altitude where it's hard to breathe. And I think the majority of our listeners listen to this show because they're mainly concerned with their appearance, but you can't underestimate the feeling of being in good health and feeling strong and just moving around with ease. I just wish that it was possible for people to just not look at pictures of themselves when they're heavier and thinner, but to be able to feel the difference between living in either one of those bodies. Nothing tastes as good as feeling lean and strong and healthy. And this is just really going to motivate me for a long time. You know, feeling sluggish and heavy and all of a sudden being able to breathe more and feeling lighter. It's just an amazing thing to feel strong and healthy.
That's very cool. So did you pack in and then pack out, or did you go in and then they helicoptered you out to a hotel?
We actually had porters that carried the majority of our gear, and we had cooks that came along with us. So our tents were all set up when we got to these little camps, and they cooked all our meals. It was actually not too bad. You could just really enjoy the hike and take pictures and enjoy the climb.
Well, very cool. You know, I have a kind of a similar feeling when I was traveling. I had a 50-pound suitcase, and I was carrying that up a set of stairs in Chicago up to a train. And I'm thinking, I was carrying this much weight around with me all the time. When I was carrying this thing, I'm like, okay, this kind of hurts my knee. Oh, gee, I wonder why it hurt when I was running at that higher weight. I was just pounding my knees to death, and it was just because of this 50 pounds of extra weight. I mean, 10 and 12 pounds, that seems like, oh, no big deal. But yeah, when you get that 50 pounds off, you are feeling so much better. I'm really envious. That sounds like a really fun vacation.
Yeah, it was really good. But anyways, let's move on to our email and comment section.
All right, I haven't done this in a while, so the first one is from Shamika, and this is a summarization. It's a really long email she sent us, but we're going to get to the questions here. And she wrote here, "Hi, guys. I love your program and have been listening for the past month. I don't know if you've covered this in another episode, but what are the appropriate percentages of fat, protein, and carbs that people should have in their diets? Are these percentages even useful to mapping out one's diet and calorie intake?" And email goes on, she started tracking her weight on fitday.com and found out that most of my diet, over 50%, comes from fat. But the fats are from flaxseed oil, nuts, and lean proteins like chicken breast. There's 20% carb and 30% protein intake as well. She also mentions here, remembering in the Zone diet book, that they suggest 30% fat, 30% protein, and 40% carbs. And so she continued, "I have read about people talking about keeping your fat grams down to 30 grams per day, but does this include good fat intake as well?" Now, in the email, Shamika wrote here that she's been eating 1,400 calories per day for the last 2 years without any success, and according to our calorie calculator, she should be able to eat 2,100 calories per day. She's willing to try upping her calories to try to get out of this plateau since nothing else has worked. But she continues on in her email, "Any advice about the number of fat grams that you might have shared, as well as how to add calories to your diet, even though you're trying to lose weight, would be great. Keep up the great work, and thank you for taking the time to produce and air your show." So what do you think, Jeff?
Well, I think her concerns are very typical, See, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, and most people learn about fitness and nutrition from different places like magazines and TV and just what they hear from friends. And the problem is you get all these little bits of information from different places, and when you try to put them together, most of the time they don't fit. And that's what's happening here. Now, we did cover all the different macronutrient ratios and what we think you should be eating back in show number 5. But it's been a long time since we've talked about that, so I'll do a summary here. If you stand back and look at all of these different diet programs, what is really different about them are the amount of protein, fats, and carbohydrates that they suggest you eat. Sure, there's diets out there that say if you have a certain blood type or a certain body type or food combinations and meal timing, all of this is just hype to make them stand out. Even the zone diet that you mentioned talks about that you should eat these certain magic macronutrient ratios in every single meal. But if you look at these as a whole, it's just very confusing because everyone is suggesting something different. So to try and summarize, there's no absolute rules about what percentages of macronutrients you should eat. Of course, you don't want to go to extremes and eat 100% from fat or 100% from protein or anything like that, but everyone is different, and people react differently to different diets. The people who are swearing by certain diets that they work for them, their bodies are predisposed to eating that type of food. Now, if you're using a program to figure out these things for you, you know, their macronutrient ratios, how many carbs and fats, etc., I would suggest start off at 50% carbohydrate, 30% protein, and 20% fat. And that's just to start. See how your body is reacting. Monitor if you're losing some weight. Monitor how you're feeling. Are you feeling sluggish? Are you feeling sick in the mornings? What's happening with you? And then start adjusting. So if you're feeling sluggish, eat less carbohydrates. Maybe have 40% carbohydrates, 40% protein, and 20% fat. What we're suggesting is just start somewhere in the middle and then adjust it and see how you're feeling. If you're not having any results, you're eating, say, 2,100 calories like you're saying, and you're eating a certain percentage and you're not losing weight, try adjusting things around and see what happens. Now, you mentioned that you're eating almost 50% of your calories from fat, and that is very, very high. Even if it's made up of good fats, if you're concerned with calories that you're eating, you should lower it, just for the simple fact that you can eat much more food for the same number of calories. Remember, fat has 9 calories per gram. So if you had a 3/4 cup of nuts, it isn't the same as an entire whole meal with lean chicken breast, rice, and vegetables. Same calories, but you're going to feel a lot more full having a full meal as opposed to eating things that are just high in calorie because there's lots of fat in them.
So how do you add calories to your diet? We're going to suggest you eat natural foods. As far as carbs, you shouldn't eat anything that's beige. The more plants that you can eat, the better. You know, anything that's going to be growing out of the ground or you're going to grab off of a tree, that's the kind of carb you want. You don't want any least from breads and rice and those things, and more from the natural things. Protein, you're going to find the leanest cuts of meat you can, things like eggs, but just eat the egg whites. I know Jeff's mentioned in the past that he eats 1 egg with 6 egg whites. That's a whole bunch of protein, and you get a little bit of that fat with the egg yolk, but mostly it's just good protein from the white of the egg. And also fat now. Now fat, if you're eating, you know, right amount of carbs or right amount of protein, you don't really need to worry about the amount of fat. As long as you're eating a variety of those lean proteins, you're going to get the right amount of fat in your diet without having to say, okay, I'm going to eat particularly one, you know, fat food to make up that amount.
That's right. And I'll give a sample menu for the answer to the next question because it all fits together. And the next email question came in from Becky, and she wrote, "Hi guys, great job on the podcasts. I'm a new listener and about halfway through your old podcasts. I weigh 173 pounds. I've always been active, but I eat way too much. I recently realized that I'm afraid of hunger and that it makes me eat constantly. I never let myself get hungry. How do I get over that fear? Thanks, Becky."
All right, Becky. So we advocate here on the program that you should eat like that thinner person you want to become. And we say you'll never be hungry again. So whatever that amount of calories that you're supposed to be eating to maintain that lower weight, say like, you know, 173 pounds, you want to be down to 150, you're going to eat like a 150-pound person. And you spread those calories out throughout the day, and there's almost no way you're going to be hungry. So I think your fear of hunger is unfounded, because if you eat the way we advocate here on the show, there's almost no way you're going to be hungry. Now, one caveat. if you're eating way too many calories right now and you go down to the correct amount of calories, there's a good chance, almost 100%, you're going to be hungry for a little while. But you're going to get used to the correct amount of calories very quickly, and that's going to be the end of your hunger. You're going to be eating that amount of calories you're supposed to for the rest of your life, and you will never be hungry because it's exactly what your body needs to maintain itself. Right now, you're going to be losing weight with that amount. Later on, when you reach your goal weight, your body will maintain at that level with the same number of calories. It works out. And also, there's this great quote that Tom Venuto, he was a guest on our show, and he had a quote that said, "Hunger is the feeling of fat cells shrinking." So a little bit of hunger, you know, once in a while reminds you that, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm losing weight right now because I'm eating the right amount of calories. I'm spreading out my meals and I'm doing a good job. So that fear, a little unfounded, because you're not going to be hungry if you're eating the right amount of calories.
That's right. The only reason you're hungry is because you're trying to starve the fat off you. You just live that lifestyle of a thinner person. Eventually you'll get there. And what I'm going to talk about here is give you a quick menu of something that I ate last year, because I keep a food journal. This was a 2,000 calorie day, what I ate. It's 45% carbohydrate, 40% protein, and 15% fat. And this is six meals that I ate, which add up to only 2,000 calories. 7 a.m., I had a whole egg, six egg whites, some oatmeal, and a nectarine. 2.5 hours later at 9:30, I had a cup and a half of mixed vegetables, I had some brown rice, and I had a 3-ounce chicken breast. 2.5 hours later, at 12 o'clock at noon, I had a chicken salad. I had 3 ounces of chicken, I had 3 cups of salad, and I had a tablespoon of balsamic vinaigrette. 2.5 hours later, at 2:30, I had that same meal that I had earlier, I had a cup and a half of mixed vegetables. This time I had some basmati rice, and had 3 ounces of chicken. 2.5 hours later, at 5 p.m., I had a tuna sandwich with whole wheat bread, a whole can of tuna, a little bit of Miracle Whip Light salad dressing in it. I even had some processed cheese in there, some Kraft Singles Light. 2.5 hours later at 7:30 at night, I had an apple and I had a bowl of cereal, oatmeal crisp, the almond one, 3/4 cup, 3/4 cup of skim milk. That worked out to 2,000 calories. Now, there's no way you can be hungry when you're eating every 2.5 hours. That's six meals. And that's only 15% fat, 45% carbs, 40% protein. You're going to feel that you're just eating and eating and eating, and you won't be hungry. The things that we talk about, I live that right now. I live that to get down to the weight I am and to maintain it for the rest of my life. This is the stuff that I pretty much eat on a regular basis. I might not eat perfect all the time, but if I gain a couple pounds, I go right back to eating the six meals a day and eating all this healthy food, and the weight just comes right off.
Yeah, I would defy anybody to be hungry eating that many times a day. Now, I eat 5 times a day. I'll do my regular 3 meals and then 2 snacks, and you're just doing 6 just meals there. That's a lot of food. And you notice there also, Jeff, that where's the McDonald's? I don't see any McDonald's in there. I don't see a trip to the Starbucks. What happened there?
Well, you see, once in a while, if you're eating 6 perfect meals a day, maybe once in a while substituting one of those 6 meals for something like McDonald's or Starbucks isn't the end of the world, because percentage-wise, you're eating so good throughout the day.
Yeah, and it's not about being perfect. You could substitute one of these meals for, say, a non-fat venti latte. That would be about 200 calories, and it could be one of your meals instead of having, you know, a chicken salad. It doesn't have to be, everything doesn't have to be right what you prepare, but the better, you're going to eat more food if you do it this way rather than, you know, eating that that Big Mac at lunch.
And you know, this menu here is low calorie for me, but the only difference for right now, I need to add another 400 or 500 calories up to my maintenance level right now. I just add 3 or 4 ounces of chicken to 3 of those meals, and I'm right up to my maintenance level.
So I guess just to sum up, Becky, I think getting over the fear means just eating the right amount of foods, and you know, take Jeff's list here. We'll have a link in the show notes to this sample menu, and you kind of check it out and see how much food you're actually going to eat when you start eating the correct amount and the correct number of times a day. You will not be hungry, and then you'll find that your fear is unfounded, and you can start eating that correct amount of food. So I want to thank Becky and also Shamika for their questions. If you'd like to send your question or a comment, you can do so by a few ways. First one is by leaving a comment on the website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is by leaving a voicemail. Click on the Call Me button over at fattofitradio.com and leave us a free voicemail.
or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, now we're going to take a look at a couple of news items on the web report. Jeff, you get the honors this time.
Well, I have two news items, but the first one is a product called Cellulose Sculpt. It's the most amazing product. I was down in Peru and I saw an infomercial on TV, so I pulled out my camera and took some pictures of the TV so I wouldn't forget about it. And when I got home, I looked it up on the internet. I'll leave a link in the show notes. This is going to a company out of Chile. It's all in Spanish, but you'll get the idea. Imagine that you have a hairdryer, you know, kind of the look of a gun, but instead of blowing air, it sucks in air. Now, according to the infomercial, you rub this along your legs and your belly, and it was showing how all of the fat gets sucked up through the skin, out past your skin, and inside and is collected in this little sucker machine. And it literally sucks all the fat out of your body. You can use it on your cellulite, on your legs, you can use it on your belly, your love handles. And according to the infomercial, it was just incredible. What do you think, Russ?
Don't they have an FDA in Peru?
Well, it never really showed it. It just showed the cartoon version of how it was supposed to work.
Ah,
and then they had the heavier person there, and then they switched the person to another fit model to make it show like what it looks after.
It was the crossfade from the large model to the sculpted lean model.
I just thought it was so ridiculous looking at this infomercial. Does anyone really believe that this is possible? But maybe in South America, they're not just as used to seeing the stuff we see here. Also looking on the same website, they have one of those vibration machines, but it's only a really small picture on there. I think the vibration machines are pretty much coming out of favor now because they've been around for about 2 or 3 years. And after 2 or 3 years of them not working, they needed a new product. And this is just something that's so ridiculous. Who would really think you could just kind of rub it on your body and suck out fat through your skin?
You know, also looking at this website here, they've got these all these kind of strange fringe of dubious benefit devices. But then they've also got here next to the videos and DVDs for The Firm. So it's not making The Firm look too good here with all these bad products next to it.
But anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because just when you thought these exercise products and weight loss gimmicks couldn't get stupider, here's something from Chile that just kind of makes you laugh. And I'll leave a link in the show notes. But I do have one other thing, and this is a link just to a quick infographic picture, and it's entitled The Buzz Versus the Bulge. And what it is showing, all of the different ways that you can ingest caffeine versus how many calories it has. So for example, it starts off, if you drink a can of Coke, you get about 45 milligrams of caffeine, and it's about 125 calories. But if you go for an iced coffee or a black Americano, 300 milligrams of caffeine and about 50 calories. And it goes all the way to the top where you can get a large hot chocolate and whipped cream for about 50 milligrams of caffeine and 600 calories. It's just really neat to look at the beverages that you're consuming and how many calories and how much caffeine you get. So if you really want to get your best bang for your buck, I guess you go with the iced coffee or the black Americano. You don't go for the hot chocolate or the dark chocolate bar because you just get a lot of calories and no caffeine buzz. So I'll leave a link in the show notes for this as well. Just an interesting thing to look at.
Yeah, I'm looking for my favorite here, the non-fat latte. And I'm not seeing that on here, but it's probably going to be around here about 200 calories for that. Right around the same as an energy drink. So I'm going to have to play tennis for half an hour to burn off that large latte.
That's right. So what do you have for us this week, Russ?
Well, just in case you cannot tell what a portion size is, I found this interesting little device. It's a plate, really. Looks more like a serving dish than anything else. It's over at ezweightplate.com. It's ezweightplate.com. And it's actually designed supposedly for people with diabetes, but it takes these four containers and it has little graduations on the side. That if you're like, okay, I want to get 2/3 of a cup of vegetables, I want to get half a cup of chicken, and you just fill it up in this little bowl until it reaches that top line, and you've there found your portions, and you just eat right out of that. It's like it's a plate also. You can put little dips in there, little holes, small ones for a dip or some dressing maybe. Just if you don't want to think about it and you don't mind looking like a goof, because I guarantee you, if anybody sees you eating out of this, they're going to go, what is wrong with him? But it will measure out your portions correctly. And, you know, if it just makes it a little bit easier for you to eat well and in the right portions, then go ahead and get it. It looks, you know, who cares if you look silly a little bit. Again, it's Easy Weight Plate, and we'll have a link in the show notes. Jeff, would you ever eat out of one of these?
Well, the first time I saw it, I thought it looked pretty silly. But compared to the Fat Sucker machine and the vibration machines that really do nothing, you will get a benefit out of that plate if you use it as you're supposed to. Well, let's move on to our feature section. And this week, we're talking about these advanced electronic motion trainers. At least that's what we're calling them. Over the last couple of months, we've received a lot of emails from listeners who are asking us about these various products, such as Fitbit or Bodybug or GoWearFit. And these are little electronic devices that you wear on your body that track the amount of calories that you're burning throughout the day.
Yeah, these things have intrigued me. And so about a month ago, I contacted a company called Bodybug that puts out one of these products and asked them to send me an evaluation unit. And actually, the next day, I received a phone call from Mike from Apex Fitness, and he got all the information and sent me out an evaluation unit. So it's really, this is more of a review of this Bodybug, but the information here that we're giving to you is kind of going to be the same for a lot of these products.
That's right. And this is mainly, as we said, about Bodybug, but there are competitors, and we will leave links in the show notes so you can check out their prices and what they offer as well. But I'm just really interested in how this really works. So how does the Bodybug work, Russ?
Well, this particular model is a sensor, and it's worn on the left arm, your upper arm, on your tricep, and it has a number of sensors in it. It has number one, an accelerometer, so it knows when you're moving up and down, how you're moving. To that end, it also has a pedometer because of that, because it can tell when you're walking or running and such. And also has something called a galvanic skin response sensor, so it can tell if you're sweating and what's going on there. And also, the last one is it'll sense the temperature. So as you're heating up and you're working out, it will sense the temperature of your body. So what happens is it takes all that information into this little armband, this little sensor, and it collects it for up to 14 days. It'll collect all this data, and then once in a while, you'll connect it up to your computer and upload it to a website where it takes all that information and figures out how many calories that you burn per day. It's a very simple device. It's basically saying, what is your body burning? How many calories from midnight to midnight do you burn on a daily basis?
So how accurate do you find it?
Well, in the company, Bodybug, they claim it's 90% accurate. And, you know, based on my experience with it, I'm going to say it's that or better. I mean, when I'm sitting at my desk at the office and I am not, when I'm real busy and I haven't got a chance to go and take a walk at lunch, and I come home and I'm, you know, playing with the kids and I'm like, okay, I don't have time to work out. I got to do some more work. I've got to do something else. I don't get a chance to work out. All of a sudden I realize I didn't burn very many calories today. And maybe it was 2,700. And I'm thinking, oh, but now I'm eating about 2,700 calories and I realize, oh, I'm not losing any weight. But then those days where I'm like, okay, I'm working out in the lunchtime, I'm coming home and working out because nobody's home, and later in the evening I'm taking a walk and I'm burning 3,700 calories in a day, and I see that on the scale, and there's a big difference. I'm like, okay, wow, this thing is really looking, I'm eating the same amount, 2,700 versus 3,700, there's 1,000 calories. So I'm going to see that on the scale, and I'm going to say it's 90% or better accurate. I mean, I was really surprised over the time I've used it. If I had that calorie deficit and I saw and I knew what I ate because I'm logging all my food, and then I'm seeing what I burned in a day, and I'm seeing pretty close to exact that amount of weight loss.
When I'm thinking 90% accurate, I mean, you're a big guy. You're around, 3,000 calories you can be eating. So a 10% variance is 300 calories down or 300 calories up. That's 600 calories, which is actually quite large when you think about it. How did it compare to our website when we have that calculator that estimates how many calories you need to burn?
Well, you know, depending on that activity multiplier, it was actually very close. You know, those estimators, the Harris-Benedict formulas, the Catch-McArdle formulas, those are both on our calculator. They do a really good job, particularly if you use the one with your body fat percentage, it gets extremely close. Even though that you're using that multiplier, you don't do the same activities every day. You don't always do 3 workouts in a week. You might do 2, you might do 4. And those numbers don't exactly match. I'm going to be somewhere in between the lightly active and the moderately active. I'm not going to be at 1.375. I'm not going to be at 1.55. I'm going to be somewhere in between. When you have this little sensor on your body, you know exactly what it is, and you can chart that information and see, like, okay, I'm right where I want to be, or I want to be working out more, or I can tone down my workout, or I want to be eating less. You can tune all that stuff because you have all that information now at your fingertips.
So when you first got it, the first week or two, were you really sitting at your computer and analyzing every day what you were doing throughout the day?
You know what? When I first got it, it was weird because the guy said, okay, we sent it to you in the mail. I got it that same day. He'd sent it the previous day, and I got it the next day because they're close. It's in Irvine, and I'm here in Long Beach, within 15 minutes away. So I got it the next day. I had it plugged in and charged up, and I wore it that night. And literally every night, I would plug it in when I got home before I went to bed, and I would upload the data and see what it was, just because, you know, I want to see what that is. I want to see how many calories I burned, see if it was close to what I thought it was. And but now, as the weeks have gone on, I'll go 3 or 4 days, and I think, you know, there is a secondary device they sent me, which is very nice. It's a little wrist display, and it talks wirelessly to the armband and will tell you, you know, why don't you, this is how many calories you burned in a day. This is how many you burned yesterday. It also has information like a target that you program in on the website. I say, I want to burn 3,300 calories on this day, and if I get to that calorie level, It'll make noises and ding, ding. Yeah, you did it. It'll also track steps. Say I want to take 10,000 steps in a day. Most days I don't get there, but those days that I do, it also gives me a little indicator and says, hey, cool, you did it. So there is that instant feedback through that little digital display, which is actually kind of fun, but it can be a little distracting. You find yourself looking at the display when I'm walking, like, how many calories am I burning now? What's going on now? Is my body working? It's an optimum, you know? Am I burning the most calories that I can? And so it gets a little bit weird. I actually stopped wearing the watch because I was watching it too much. It's like when I drive my car and I have that little instantaneous mileage number on there, I can't drive. I end up looking at that little thing, making sure I get the most mileage. So I think that's a little distracting, but the armband itself, I haven't had any complaints.
So do you think this has been a real benefit for you? Would this be something that you would continue to use for the next 6 months or a year?
I could see myself using it, you know, for 6 months. Would I use it for a year? I think it gets to a certain point where you can just intuitively tell how many calories you're burning. You know if you've been sitting around too long. You know if you haven't had an active day. You may not know exactly, but in general, if you're eating the right amount of foods and you're tracking your calories, you know if you have a zero-calorie deficit day. You know that. You know when you have a huge deficit day because you've just been going all day and, you know, had one of those great days where you're biking and you're running and you're doing just like, oh, I'm just this amazing fit day. You know those days. I think to get started on weight loss, to get, you know, just to have that all the information in for the techie guy in me, I like to have it. I think it's very cool in that way. You know, I go, okay, oh, look what I did. I burned this many calories. It also has this a trip meter, which I've been really enjoying recently, where before you go out on a run or a bike ride or I get on the elliptical, I'll push that button and reset and see how many calories I burn in the time that I'm on the elliptical or on my bike. And it's very cool to see like how many calories I actually burn during a workout because it's about 30% less than you might calculate on a calculator, like something on a website says like, oh, you burn, you know, 500 calories an hour on a bike. I might burn only, you know, 350 calories in an hour. But I know that now because of this little unit. So that's a really big benefit. But, you know, 6 months, yes. A year, I don't know that you'd see much benefit in a year. But for 6 months, sure, you're going to get a lot of good data.
Well, I guess that's similar to me with what I'm eating. I can just cut a piece of chicken and know that's 3 or 4 ounces because I'm used to eating that. I don't have to count calories really anymore. So I guess this could be beneficial for some people to get an idea of their daily activity. What sort of price range are all of these different products?
There's one called Fitbit, which has not out yet. This is one of the first ones that we became familiar with, and that one is $99. It's coming out supposedly here in August. We haven't seen it yet, but it's going to be a competitor to this. The Bodybug, the band itself with no display is $200, $199. I'll just round up here. $200, and you get 6 months of access to their website. After that, you pay, I think it's $9.95 a month for access to the website to upload the data from the armband to the website. So and it's not free to access the website. So if you don't pay for the website, the band's pretty much useless. And then there's another one, Go Wear Fit. That was about $159 for the band. You pay right from the beginning, about $6 a month. So it really depends on where you want to, what you want to pay, and if you want to pay monthly or if you want to, get so many months in advance. If you want the little digital display that talks to the band, those are $100. And you get a little clip for a watch, and you could also get a little clip for like a lapel or your belt, and that you can have that without having it to be on your wrist. So those are the options. Again, so with the body bug, with the wristband is $298 with 6 months of service. So, it's not inexpensive. It is not a cheap product. But, there's a lot of technology in here that I think can benefit you, particularly if you're in the beginning stages of losing weight and you just want to know, what is my body doing?
Well, and again, I guess if we're comparing this product to a lot of those infomercial exercise machines, this would have a benefit if you use it as you're supposed to. If it motivates you to exercise more doing whatever you do throughout the day, it will help you lose weight. So I guess overall, if you can afford it, it wouldn't be bad.
That's right. And we will have a complete review. I've written up a review here. I'm just doing a little editing on it. And that's going to be up on the website shortly. So take a look at that. I'll have a little more information, particularly about the pros and cons of the body bug system just by itself, not talking about any of the other competitors or different products. So check that out on the website.
All right. Well, what do you have for a recipe this week?
Oh, Jeff, I have not been eating enough seafood. So today I got here a tuna impasta salad. It takes, regular canned tuna and some fusilli pasta and mixes it with some great peppers and some mangoes. With a little vinegar and oil dressing and some garlic thrown in there, and it looks delicious. I make something very similar to this, but in order to have something we can put here on the website and everybody out here can make, I found this one over at about.com, and it's extremely good. So check it out, the tuna and pasta salad.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty good. Bell peppers, mangoes, parsley, basil leaves, wine vinegar, olive oil, garlic. Looks really good.
Yep, all very good for you in there. Constituent parts, so put together equally as good. But Jeff, homework. We have not given out homework in a while. What do you have for all the lovely listeners at home?
The homework this week is to start tracking your own fitness level. Most people keep track of their weight, but also start tracking how you feel. It doesn't matter how you track it. Just find something that you can repeat every month or so. You don't need to do this at a gym either. For example, you could see how many flights of stairs you can climb in a building in 1 or 2 minutes, or how far you can run in 1 or 2 minutes. It doesn't have to be exact. You could even count the number of streetlights that you passed, for example. It is best to have something that you can quantify and measure so you can clearly see results over time. Hopefully, this will just be one more way that you can use to motivate yourself month after month.
All right, very good. And so what is our quote for this week?
Well, the quote comes from this guy that I know really well, and it's from me. It's something I said earlier in the show. Nothing tastes as good as feeling lean and strong and healthy.
All right. Well, thank everyone for downloading and for listening and for sticking with us through the summer schedule. We're going to be back on our regular schedule shortly, so look for that soon. Meanwhile, check out all the show notes over at the website, fat2fitradio.com. And don't forget, if you haven't given us a review over on iTunes, we would appreciate it. Or at least just rank us by 1 to 5 stars. Hopefully you'll choose that 5-star rating. We appreciate that a lot. The link to the iTunes is over on the website as well, fat2fitradio.com. And with that, we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.